Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 134, recorded on Monday, May 8th, 2016, and recorded for day 5 of the 2016 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And yes, unfortunately, I did just say recorded on Monday, May 8th, for Monday, May 8th, May, August, whatever. I'm not even going to stop for that one. People can figure that out. So I fell off the wagon. I am behind. And I think I know why. I've heard, pretty sure Dave Slusher talk about a version of this before. I think it's actually harder to do this sort of thing on the weekend because there's a lack of schedule. During the week, I have work schedule. I know I've got some open times that I might be able to, you know, at lunchtime or whatever, take a little break and kind of sneak things in. And you can kind of schedule things in your head and get it worked out. Whereas on the weekend, especially here the first week, you know, we were only 2 days in when we started, I just didn't have a schedule laid out for things. And, you know, I barely made it on Saturday for Sunday. And then yesterday I was like, okay, we'll catch up tomorrow. We even were out and had to do some errands and such, which did allow me to listen to some podcasts. But I turned around and all of a sudden it was late in the evening. I was tired. My brain was just not going anywhere. We sat down and watched an episode of Stranger Things, maybe two. I think we watched two last night. We're only about 4 or 5 episodes in, but it's good. If you're not watching it and you have Netflix and you like that 80s weird sort of thing, it is very good. I had heard it was, and I'm agreeing with it. But by the time we finished that, I was just like, even Charlotte asked, and normally I would be the first one. We finished an episode and she said, do you want to watch one more before we go to bed? And I was like, no, I'm tired. So it did not happen. I think that's it. I think it's just the lack of structure on the weekend is actually, counterintuitively worse than having a bunch of things set into a schedule that you can figure out how to work around. So my goal, however, is this is lunchtime. And so my goal is to get something pretty quick out, go ahead and just push it right up. Don't schedule it. And then this evening we've got to do some more errands, and I should be able to listen to some more podcasts, and I am planning on getting back on the, back on track with being a day ahead, tonight. So we'll see how that goes. like I said, I did, this is a big quick one, but I did, listen to, several podcast. Let me put my phone on do not disturb so it doesn't blink at me again. Although it looks like the Duke football team just got a 4-star commitment, so that's good. Let's see. I made some quick notes. Amy Bowen, as I've just listened to, I think it was her, I must have listened to the first episode, but I thought the way I heard her say it was her second episode for the Dog Days, but it was her first episode of Amy Talks About Stuff, and quite enjoyed it. I am looking forward to that. That is, as anyone who's listened to my podcast for any amount of time knows, pretty much that's all I ever do is just talk about stuff. So that's right in my wheelhouse. Michael Butler, I heard the episode with the Guns N' Roses concert review, concert review. Also heard my name the first time as a patron of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. That was very cool. The Guns N' Roses. I'm not a huge Guns N' Roses fan either. Did sound like that was a pretty good concert. I don't think they're coming to our area. I haven't looked at the schedule. Kind of like you said, Michael, for $30, I'd probably go. Certainly not for $250. We've been to a couple of concerts. I've been considering sending in an audio comment to you, but I gotta up my reviewing concert game because I never remember like which what they played, what their set list was, or anything. We've been to a few concerts so far this year. We went to it was Journey back in the beginning of June. It was Journey was the headliner, and the Doobie Brothers were actually also on that bill. And then, gosh, there was another guy. He's mainly known for one song. Oh, I can't remember. I'll have to look that up. He was first, and we were a little bit late and almost missed him. Doobie Brothers were actually pretty good, and then there was a horrible rainstorm that came down. We were sitting, there was the pavilion that we were at outside of Charlotte, PNC Pavilion. Ugh, not a good venue, in my opinion. It's partially covered. We were in seats, not on the grass, but we weren't in the covered area. So right between the Doobie Brothers and Journey, the bottom dropped out for about 30 to 40 minutes. And they were actually there. Everybody jammed up under the cover. They were telling people to go to their cars. It was lightning. It was rough for about 30, 40 minutes. Then it actually all went away and they finished. And I had never heard in person the guy who's the replacement for Steve Perry, but I listened to some YouTube beforehand because I'm a big Steve Perry fan from the 80s. I mean, that's my age or coming of age time. He did a great job, and obviously Journey likes him. They even pointed out near the end of the evening, you know, they were introducing each other and everything, and they pointed out that he was the longest lived Journey frontman, vocal guy, lead singer. There you go, Ken. This is why I haven't done an audio comment with a concert review, because, you know, I'm working on it. But that was good. And then the end of June, we saw Howard Jones, who was up first. We got there just in time to see him start. We actually went to the concert basically for Howard Jones, but it was everybody was good, and he did a great job. Charlotte and I are both big Howard Jones fans. So it was Howard Jones, OMD, also very good, and Bare Naked Ladies, which were also very, everybody was good. That was a great show. That was at a smaller venue in Charlotte. I really like it. Reminds me of the Chastain Park venue in Atlanta, which I have been to more. This was the first time. This is over at the Music City Music Factory Complex in Atlanta. I forget the name of it, but it was a nice little venue, not too big. Howard Jones signed some signed merchandise and stuff afterwards. We kind of on a lark got in the line and just barely made it, and so got some pictures with him. It was fun. I know they're on Google Plus. They may or may not be on Facebook. I'll have to check. They would be under Charlotte, my wife Charlotte Kennedy. So yep, those were fun. Two concerts. I don't think we have another concert, but I'll have to look into that. But I enjoyed the Guns N' Roses review, looking forward to the next. I think I have a Rock and Roll Geek Show queued up for this afternoon. And then finally, Mark the Encaffeinated One. I always love listening to your dulcet tones. So I think I've listened to at least two of your episodes so far. The most recent one was the one where you mentioned the Next radio application. I knew that there was an FM tuner on the system on a chips in a lot of these things. I assume somewhere on the board. I don't know if it's part of the SOC, but I did know that they were there. I didn't realize that there was a kind of movement to get them activated. I think that's actually really cool. So I installed it actually while I was listening to the podcast. Unfortunately, my Nexus 5X doesn't support it. I don't know if it's the kit. It's Nexus. So it's a Nexus phone on Google Fi. So you would think if anybody would let you, they would, but they don't. That didn't work. However, we do actually, we switched our home phone to a cell phone through Ting wireless that you basically pay as you go. Because when we downsized from cable, downsized our cable and got rid of the digital, you know, your voice over IP phone service that they were charging us out the wazoo for. So now we've just got and we don't really use the house phone very much. It's just basically there because Charlotte's had the number for, you know, 25 years and, you know, everybody has it. And so now we pay like $12 a month for our Ting account. But I did actually look up earlier today, the supported phones. And I think our house phone, if you want to call it that, it's a Motorola, it's either a G or an E, I forget which. Should be supported. So I may try it out on that. That seems pretty cool. I think that's a, that's a good project to, I mean, you've got it. You might as well be able to listen to it. It looks like, you know, the app looked like it has some integration so that you can see like what songs are playing where and everything. That seems like a really good idea. I like it. So I'm going to try that out. But it did not work on the Nexus. So, I think that's going to be it for now. Like I said, I'm going to be, trying to catch back up later this evening. So I will have, a few more podcasts, under my belt at that point, and we will, talk about them. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. Email is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter handle is Kenzoid. Facebook is facebook.com/ken.kennedy. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. And there are other places on the internet. You can find them on the homepage of kenzoid.com. So this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you again. Actually, I'll talk to you again tonight. You'll hear it again. You'll hear it hopefully tomorrow. So see ya.